Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Finale by Becca Fitzpatrick, narrated by Caitlin Greer.
Prologue, earlier today. Scott didn't believe in ghosts. Dead men stayed in the grave, but the tunnels crisscrossing under Delphic Amusement Park, echoing with rustling, whispered sounds, made him rethink. He didn't like that his mind traveled to Harrison Gray. He didn't want to be reminded of his role in a man's murder. Moisture dripped from the low ceiling. Scott thought of blood. The fire from his torch cast skittish shadows on walls that smelled of cold, fresh earth. He thought of graves. An icy current tickled the back of his neck. Over his shoulder, he gave the darkness a long, distrustful look. Nobody knew he'd sworn an oath to Harrison Gray to protect Nora. Since he couldn't say, "Hey man, sorry for getting you killed," in person, he'd defaulted to vowing to watch over Harrison's daughter. When it came to decent apologies, it didn't make the cut, not really. But it was the best he could think of. Scott wasn't even sure an oath to a dead man held any weight. But the hollow sounds behind him made him think it did. "You coming?" Scott could just make out the dark outline of Dante's shoulders ahead. "How much longer?"
"5 minutes," Dante chuckled. "Scared?"
"Stiff." Scott jogged to catch up. "What happens at the meeting? I've never done this before," he added, hoping he didn't sound as stupid as he felt.
"Higher-ups want to meet Nora. She's their leader now."
"So the Nephilim have accepted that the Black Hand is dead?" Scott didn't fully believe it himself. The Black Hand was supposed to be immortal. All Nephilim were. So who'd found a way to kill him? Scott didn't like the answer he kept going back to. If Nora had done this...